celebrate by joining for just 24 cents through March 31st.
I joined because Club Fitness cares about a healthier me and a happier community. With over 700 free weekly classes, they really are the right fit for every body.
And every budget. So join the movement.
And lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness. 24 locations, 24 cents. Join by March 31st. See Club for details.
It's time for baseball season once again. If you've been wanting a place to hang out and watch the game, look no further. Just head down to DB's Sports Bar. DB's has 16 TVs with every sports package, so you'll never miss a game. And with in-game drink specials, you're never going to want to leave. DB's even offers golf cart shuttles to the Cardinals game. Open till 3 a.m. with a full food menu until 2 a.m. every Tuesday through Saturday.
Did I mention the fine ladies and ice cold beer?
That's DB's Sports Bar. Check them out online at dbsportsbar.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. You can never have too much of a good thing. With over 2,000 of the hottest slots, 80 table games, 7 premier dining outlets, and newly remodeled luxury hotel suites, the thrills really are endless. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Missouri. Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Here we go.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on.
You all know your lines. Everybody rehearsed.
There we go.
Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and peers.
George Bush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 18th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Spring's around the corner. I don't even like that expression, around the corner, but I don't know, what else are you going to say? Spring is near, spring is coming, and that's when a lot of people make the decision to have new windows put in to replace those crappy old ones that you probably should have replaced a long time ago, and that's when AM and the PM people call Window World. You should too. We'll talk about it more and about the product more after this.
Hey!
Okay, I was handed the information about who is running the control board today. Let me see who it is. It's in the envelope. Hang on.
John Hadley?
That's good, guys.
Hey, guys. That's good. What's good? Good to see you guys.
Hey. That is quite an envelope.
You know what I, when I started here, I started on a Monday.
No!
Hey, you win.
Oh, no! You win.
No!
Okay, I've got it open here.
You!
It says, and the winner is the control board operator for the day. Oh, it's this guy that with a different voice. The guy who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. It's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone, and a big congratulations for Dan on winning that, buddy. Yeah, you got it, man. Well
done.
Were
you going to do it?
I was thinking about it. I completely forgot today.
I did, too.
Well, you know why? Because I started off with all that serious gun talk and threw everybody off.
You did.
Stop the music for a second. I have a suggestion. You think we just end the whole Ma thing?
Absolutely not. I think we take it back to what it originally was, where somebody randomly says Ma.
No, that is not. Either we do it like we're doing it, or we end it.
No, we keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I think we keep doing it.
Yes.
It's too complicated to follow.
It is not.
It's past 3:15, so.
It's not complicated at all.
You could turn it around, and we could start the hum game.
Hum game?
What's the hum game? What is it?
It's the same rules as the mug game.
It's mug backwards.
Except you say hum instead of mug. Turn it around. Oh, God.
Oh, I get M-U-H reversed as hum.
Turn it around. Well done.
Start the music. I used to drive a Hummer.
No, we're not doing it. We said it was just a suggestion.
Hey, we're not getting rid of mug.
Hey, look who got up and decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Now you think most people know what a Hummer is, not the vehicle.
Yeah, I think they do.
Do you?
Yeah. I think
really.
What is it? If you haven't had one, you don't know what it is.
I'll bet there are a lot of people that don't know what that is. The Hummer.
It's all right.
I'm not going to tell them. We'll just look it up. You can look up anything.
Hello,
Bill, say how you doing? But say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, you just did. I heard. I remember. Let's see. Wow, look here. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser blast.
So, if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650. And receive a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hey,
Dan.
I was trying to figure out how to incorporate the muh in that when I was saying all that. But
too late.
Figure it out, I know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
too late. Nailed that.
Early bird gets the worm. I made that up. This next man probably served many of you who are listening, many of you who especially maybe went out drinking and need to get something in your stomach in the middle of the night, said, hey, let's wheel into Denny's and see if there's anything there to eat. Well, yes, there was. Open all day and all night, and probably in that kitchen with the apron and the cook's hat, sweating away and working hard, scratching out a living, might have been this guy who was a night cook at Denny's. And then he thought, I've had enough of this. But he was attracted and drawn to the knives that he was able to use as a cook and thought, what if I just go sell these knives? So he was a door-to-door knife salesman. And then a buddy of his said, what are you doing that for, door-to-door? Why don't you sell something in one place? And Tim said, what are you talking about? He goes, like one place like Busch Stadium, got a lot of potential customers right there. And Tim said, sell what? And the guy goes, what? You sell beer. And sure enough, he became a Busch Stadium beer vendor. Then he was invited to a roller skating party. And he watched the DJ, and he thought, well, I could do that. And sure enough, he did do that. He was a roller skating rink DJ.
Wow.
And where did all that lead him? It led him to what he does now. He's head of research for this entire show. He is also in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our news director, our news man. He's the author of the book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. And believe it or not, he does one other thing. That's right. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I was a beer vendor so long ago, beer was $2 when I sold beer.
$2 at the ball game?
Uh-huh.
Well, then that is a long time.
It was a long, was in the 80s.
I'm kidding.
Hey, a big hi and thanks to the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling since 1942, building an A-plus solid reputation for providing all of their customers with prompt, reliable, and courteous service. Don't take my word for it. Check out their incredible reviews on Google+, Yelp, and Angie's List. Serving St. Louis, St. Charles, and St. Louis City. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000, or check them out online, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, Jen.
Well, of course it didn't work out. Who would want that? A rat boy's telling me he went to Bush Stadium years ago and tried to convince him to let him go up and down the aisles, seat to seat, selling. What were you
saying?
No. Get your cheese, yeah?
I'm not surprised
that didn't work. The cold cheese, yeah? I'm not surprised that didn't work. I'll tell you what does work. It works in any venue, any situation, any hour of the day or night, and that's fantastic polka music, and who better to provide it than Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Window World. They have a trivia night coming up May 18th. That's a Saturday night. And there are tables, 10 to a table. The show has a table. I got us a table. 10 people. That's 10 chairs. 6 of those are filled. Me, my wife, Dan and his girlfriend Sandy, Limey, and Tim Woodburn. That leaves 4, which would be 2 couples. Current bids for one couple, $2,000 from Bill, $3,000 from Paul. Those are very generous bids for those 2 sets of 2 seats. But I am greedy when it comes to this thing. I'd like more. You know who you are if you have the money, and there are plenty of you. We have lots of listeners who are getting by week to week, but we also have plenty of listeners, and I know this, who a few thousand dollars is not going to change your life, except for the better, because you're every dollar of it goes to a fantastic place called St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And especially if you have kids who are healthy, I dare you to go to the website and read about St. Jude and then not offer me more money. $2,000 so far for one couple, 3 for the other. I welcome your increased bids in increments of $500. Now, I have this thing as the weather gets warmer, and I thought about it last year. I'm not a camper, but I think this year I'd like to, like, just rent a camper, something simple, like maybe a small motorhome or just a camper, and take my son and his son and just go camping. And initially I thought, I'm across the street sort of from Babbler State Park, and I took my grandson over there on a motor scooter. We rode through last year through all the good weather, and I taught him the difference between a motorhome and just an RV and a camper, and he rides through, he goes, there's an RV, there's a camper, there's a motorhome. And it looked fun to me. Babbler, and I know all the parks, I guess most of them, has places where people pay a modest amount and they pull in and park overnight. And they build camp. We ride through there and they got campfires going and they're cooking hot dogs and, you know, marshmallows. And it just, I don't know. It looks fun.
If you want.
Anybody here ever rent a camper or motorhome or anything?
Never done anything like that, but I love camping in the Mark Twain National Forest. That is a beautiful place to camp. I recommend
going
out
it?
There. Oh, yeah, camp lots of times.
But you probably, like, really did it. Set up a tent.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always I don't want to do all that. I don't want to do all that work. I just
Echo
want to pull
Bluff
in.
State Park is one of my favorites.
That's another good one, yeah.
Mm. See, and that's what I'm getting at. Going a mile away doesn't seem...
No.
I need to go somewhere.
I need to go...
Out a few miles and do it. So I'll be thinking about
that. I'll tell you a fun thing to do, Frank, is something I've done about 5 times with a guy that I know who owns one, so it's like I've rented it because we all chipped in for gas, and that's to take one and grab a bunch of buddies and go to a football game and tailgate in the parking lot and you sleep there.
I've done that at Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
On a like a motorhome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go if you can do it. But this is just a grandson camping thing, and I don't know. I'm kicking around. We get into summer, I'll figure it out. So I mentioned to Dan Buffa that A.D. Bryant from SNL has this series, I think it's 6 parts on Hulu, called Shrill. I'm not sure. I guess I could read and find out why it's called Shrill. But it's what they say is an authentic portrait of a fat woman. I may watch this because... fat people in
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow,
Hold on. Once again,
Once again, you jumped the gun. I had a clever, clever introduction, and you just ruined it. You just ruined it. No, you ruined it.
Sorry, Frank.
I was going to do a thing about different parts of the country where certain places people seem to be heavier than others, and then lead into the guy who's probably seen more. But no, I can't do it now. So go ahead. Go ahead. You ruined it. Play his theme music. Don't play it. Go ahead.
Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
wow. Toronto, so stupid.
Different parts of the country.
You don't recognize creativity. Some people like me have a different way of changing things around. Oh, my goodness. This next guy is brought to you by Window World. And if you go all over the country, you'll notice Window World windows in lots of homes because it's the number one seller in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for Bill Clevelin. Idiots.
Yeah, crowd was sitting there wondering what was going on.
Went from being interrupted nonstop to being completely ignored.
No, Bill, once again, you don't get it. I was doing, it was a different and creative way to bring in your segment. It was ruined.
Right?
It was ruined. I'll never do it again. Right. Ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to the old, same old, same old. Rob. In the words of Rodney Dangerfield, no respect.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay. All right.
Where are we going?
So we're talking about the spring break destinations this week. Easy drives from St. Louis. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Kansas City today. And Kansas City, I'll be honest, I had not been, about 5 years ago, I really started going to Kansas City on a pretty frequent basis. And before that, I don't know why I would have forgotten that it was there. Easy trip, obviously, right up 70. But this, if you've not been to Kansas City in a long time, you really should consider a trip there. And you can spend at least 3 or 4 days just exploring all the different museums. They have a lot of great parks, tons of great stuff to eat. Let me give you just a few of the things that you might want to check out in Kansas City. If you're a history buff, the World War One Museum is absolutely fantastic.
All right. Once again, cleverly tied in to what you're talking about. Pay attention.
6 months out at sea, be coming home soon.
Go ahead, laugh if you will.
I don't think I can do
laugh
this.
Laugh if you will. It's called creative tie-in. Go ahead.
Stars light the sky.
We need a gong in here.
You just talked over the part. All right, hang on. Now here's your punishment. I have to back it up.
Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night.
Uh-huh. Kansas City nights.
Reflections on
it gets better. Hang on.
Does the quality get better?
No, it's on my phone.
Oh. Kansas City lights.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Steve Warner, Kansas City Nights. Once again, a clever tie-in to what you're talking about. You're welcome.
This one's KC and the Sunshine.
I know this one, too.
KC and the City is kind of nice. KC.
They play at the World War One Museum.
I hate this show.
Don't say that.
Bill, I have a suggestion for you.
Leave.
No.
And then we could have played on a Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Yeah, there's a few of them out there. Go ahead.
Start bringing a gong in with you, like a real big gong. And when somebody does something in the middle of your segment, just gong them.
Wow. Yeah. That'd get quite a
Play it every time. Play it every time. Play it every time gong. Tim has a suggestion, like, let's have a hum contest.
Hum.
Gong then.
I will.
Go ahead.
Holy cow.
Bill.
World War One. Mm-hmm. Why do I even show
That's
up?
That's his name. Dude. Don't wear it out.
I'm done.
Are you sure? So Kansas City is a really cool thing. I wish St. Louis would adopt this. We, of course, have that fantastic trolley that nobody rides on down in the...
The loop.
But Kansas City has this awesome streetcar, and it's real not retro look. It's futuristic looking, I should say. And it runs about 2 miles, and I think they're extending the track, if I'm not mistaken. But it's really neat. So it starts... You can start at Union Station, which their Union Station is pretty neat, and it'll take you all the way up to where their farmer's market would be. So it's about a 2 mile ride, and it's free to hop on, and it's very, very cool. So if you've not seen that, it runs through their downtown, and if you're going to, especially if you're going to travel, just take a little trip down there and want to walk around downtown and stuff, use that trolley or streetcar, I guess they call it, the KC streetcar. You can't miss it. You'll see it going through downtown. A couple of other things you want to check out. The Hallmark Visitor Center. So Hallmark based in Kansas City. If you have kids, so first of all, you can tour the Hallmark Visitor Center. Kind of gives you a little historical look at Hallmark. And, of course, everybody's at some point in their life has purchased a Hallmark card. But what's really cool is right around the corner, they have this place for kids. It's called Kaleidoscope. And so if you have kids or grandkids and you're going to be in Kansas City, what's interesting about this place is so all of the Hallmark cards and stuff that they produce there in Kansas City, they save all of what we would call, you know, the waste. So all of the little, you know, a pieces of paper or little trimmings of whatever.
I thought you meant they save their human waste.
No. And so what this place is, this Kaleidoscope is, they utilize all of
Well, those two tie
that.
In together, waste and that thing you mentioned, Kaleidoscope, that's what they use to give you a kaleidoscopy.
Oh, my God.
Crickets. Where's those crickets?
Ha, 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 ha.
Man. Wait for the laughter.
Randy. Thank you, Randy. All that matters.
Hum.
Go ahead. I'm so glad So, as I was saying 12 minutes ago, the you can take your kids there, and they utilize all of the scrap paper from all of the Hallmark cards. So they can go and they can make all kinds of stuff in this Kaleidoscope. And they've got, you know, lights going all over the place. It's a really cool thing, and it's absolutely free. So you can check that out. A couple other things. I don't know if you're a fan of barbecue. Kansas City
What do you think people say absolutely free? If it's free, it's free. It's free.
Because sometimes, you know, you say free, but you got to buy something.
Exactly. Oh, there's
our zoo, for example, is free, which is great, but you can spend a lot of money in the free zoo on attractions and different. This is absolutely free. It won't cost you anything.
I got you.
I mentioned barbecue. If you're a barbecue fan, there are so many barbecue places in Kansas City, and you know some of the staples, but then also some of these new kind of highfalutin barbecue fancy restaurants. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
The last thing, two things I'll mention. Fountains are everywhere in Kansas City. They have the most fountains of any city in the United States. That's kind of fun to go around try and find those. The one thing I think you should absolutely check out, there's a museum called the Steamboat Arabia Museum. And I don't have time to get into all of the details, but essentially what happened was there was this family that was trying to find this steamboat Arabia. It sunk into the water. I don't exactly remember how it happened, but there was some sort of a storm and the steamboat went down. Well, this family decided they were going to go and find the steamboat and try to find all of what they call the treasure that was on board. Essentially, it was moving commerce. It was moving a bunch of goods and whatever. And so the family, they found it. They found the steamboat, and they found everything was pretty much intact. All of the, you know, I mean, you're talking cups and, you know, metal things and jewelry and all of this stuff. And so the museum is essentially all of the things that they found on the steamboat underwater. It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. That's called the Steamboat Arabia.
It's not a working steamboat. It doesn't run on the water. It's just a display. It's not in the water.
The steamboat, they don't necessarily have, because the steamboat was pretty much, a lot of it was destroyed. But it's the stuff
found. Stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff. Okay. And when you walk in and it's just, holy cow, it's just, everything's just glistening. There's all of the, you know, just kind of, I don't want to say gold. I don't know if it's gold necessarily, but you'll be very, very impressed when you see all the stuff that they found on this thing. So there you go. VisitKC.com is their website if you want to find some more things on Kansas City.
Can you say KC barbecue sauce again for me, please?
KC barbecue sauce.
Thanks, dude.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
He called you dude. That's
Yeah, wasn't that an insult like way back in the days, like the Wild West?
No, it's a thing now for anybody under, you know, 40. I've never ever life called a guy dude, but I know people who call everybody dude.
No, I'm not kidding. I remember about a month ago I was watching that movie with John Wayne and I think what is it, Katharine Hepburn, the one where she's really old, and there's a line in there where the guy says, "And you've left me to take care of some dude." But he says it in a derogatory
tone. No. But it's the way he said it. Dude itself was never a derogatory term. It'd be like saying, "You left me to take care of some guy." It's just dude. It's never been bad. You know. You know what it replaced? It replaced man. We used to always say, hey, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what are you doing? Now it's dude. Okay, dude.
Dude.
Okay, man. That's all it is. We replaced man with dude. So as I was going to say when I was working at that clever introduction to Bill, and you guys ruined it, A.D. Bryant has the series on Hulu, and it's essentially about what it's like to be a fat woman. I've been fat. I have three definitions of being overweight: heavy, fat, and obese. To me, the word obese has become misused. You know, they have these charts, and they go, well, if you're 6 feet tall, anything over 185 pounds is obese. No, it's not. Now, obese to me is like 300, 400, 500 pounds. Okay, that's obese. Heavy is, yeah, you could drop 15, 20, 25 pounds. Fat to me is like, you know, 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight. But I think it's a very interesting, I hope the show is good and is authentic, because I think in this country, and I don't know, Limey, about other countries, when I think of London or Europe, I don't think of heavy people.
Oh, no, we got plenty of fatties over there, don't you worry.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fatties. Yeah. Oh, boy.
But it's interesting, I think of Italians and French as not heavy. I don't visualize
a heavy
person.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's interesting that there are people who will look at anybody who's overweight and immediately just write them off as losers. You know, well, the person doesn't know how to stop eating or whatever. If it were that easy, nobody'd be overweight. It's not that easy. I mean, eating, when they say comfort food, I know exactly what they're talking about. Because if I get stressed out, and I do a lot, wow, not much makes me feel better than just knock down a big old order of shrimp fried rice or chicken fried steak or whatever. And it's every time you say to yourself, and everybody who's lost weight has done this, once you lose the weight, you go, man, I'm never going back. I've said it. I'm never gaining that whack. And then the next thing you know, very gradually, oops, one more belt notch, you've done it. You've turned and gone the other direction. So I'm hoping that, I don't even know if I have Hulu. I think I had a trial Hulu thing or something. And then I also think that heavy people, or let's say fat people, the ones who say, I like being fat, I'm comfortable in my, I think they're lying. I think that's their way of coping. I don't think anybody, if they had the choice, it would just like snap your finger, you're fat or not, would choose to be fat. I don't. Johnson.
Girls, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Let's turn to the name that the tune show.
So, right. So get this. Johnson & Johnson. This is a name everybody knows. They've just been ordered to pay this woman $29 million over a product we have all used, especially if you have kids. She claimed Johnson's baby powder gave her terminal cancer. And apparently, the jury agreed. $29 million.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
I mentioned this to my wife, and my wife seems to think that somewhere she saw this story. The woman had put the powder down on her private area.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Is that right? Is that true?
This is not the first case of this.
Yeah.
They've had several convictions and jury awards across the country on this exact matter. This isn't the first one.
But wow. But is every one of them that it's put somewhere where the powder was able to work its way inside you?
I mean,
because
there was a St. Louis jury.
Every baby has had baby powder put on their stomach and their butt, but if you put it at an orifice, I guess that's the problem.
Out at the hoo-ha.
The attorneys in the case had compelling evidence that that they ran clinical tests and they knew that it was in there. A St. Louis jury awarded the highest verdict on that case just a few months ago.
I love baby powder. You know, a good place to put baby powder? In your shoes. Oh, man.
Well, all right.
Hoo-ha.
Won't stink. Oh, no. In your shoes. That's a
I
good
put it
place
in my coffee.
Vagina.
Hey. You know what, Paul? We don't need that kind of language, Paul Harris.
Oh, my God.
So I love the smell of baby powder. I've told you before, my deodorant that I use every day, Powder Fresh. That's the scent. Smells just like baby powder. They have candles. Some of the car wash places have, when they say, would you like an air freshener? I only say yes if they have baby powder air freshener. I love the smell of baby powder. Now, I didn't mention the story was came out a few days ago, and if you ever saw Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio, the Frank Abagnale story where he pulled off pretending to be a airline attendant, flight attendant, and all kinds of stuff.
A doctor.
Yeah. There's a guy who was an Illinois prison inmate, and last week on Wednesday, he pled guilty to federal charges and admitted being a fake nurse. Now, these people fascinate me. This guy is 37. He's serving time in Illinois, and he took the name of a nurse down in Texas, somehow got that nurse's information, and filled out an application to go to work for Favorite Healthcare Staffing. And he gets the job. And then they placed him in the skilled nursing section of the Sherbrooke Village in South St. Louis, where he cared for three Medicare patients. Then, in just a short time later, they placed him at the Rehabilitation Institute of St. Louis and gave him a pretty responsible... How do you fake being a nurse? I mean... That's a special talent.
There was a woman that did that in St. Louis, and she stole the license number of a nurse in New Mexico and pretended to be her, and I believe she was working at Barnes Hospital when they finally uncovered it, and she was criminally convicted of it. This happened last year.
I'm guessing this you could just put down on there, like, hey, I've worked at this doctor's office. And
but
then
this is a legit hospital. Frank's talking about nursing homes, you know.
Oh, you know, I'm just talking like this guy, the fake CV and stuff.
This guy's never held a nursing license, never had any nursing training. And it says he applied and obtained credit cards, insurance policy, car loan, passport, and a driver's license. And the bank account using somebody else's information.
Wow.
I mean, you got to almost go, hey, this guy, yeah, should go to prison, but you also get some kind of trophy or something. I mean, you got to be really smart. And what is the deal with people who are that smart? If you're that smart, you could go to school. You could get a really good job because you can't be stupid and pull this off. This is not all of us could do this. That, by the way, another great movie we never met. Catch Me If You Can. Mm-hmm. Now, especially when you know it's a true story. That guy was unbelievable. And then, real quickly, another one of these stories I found. This guy was stranded up in Oregon for 5 days with his dog in the car. And he said he survived by eating, get this, he had in the car, you know how you go to the drive-thru and they give you too many of those packets of ketchup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These were packets of hot sauce, taco hot sauce.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say Taco Bell, but it was hot sauce packets, and that's what he survived on. I don't know about the dog. I guess he had to give the dog some of that stuff, too. And they found him. He was in pretty good shape. But, hot sauce. That's,
I think it was from Taco Bell, and Taco Bell gave him, like, a year's worth of food or something like that.
Well, they should. Yeah. They should. I've said before, if I were one of those people, they'd find me dead in an hour. I couldn't last. And
can you imagine his first bowel movement after all that hot sauce? I mean, nothing but hot sauce for 5 days.
Oh. And he probably had it in the car.
Ooh.
5 days? Taco sauce, you're going to have it in the car. And then you got to be in the car with it.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, that's the stuff I think about.
Are you serious?
I said seriously, which means I'm serious.
I'm serious. Are you serious?
Oh, good night. Yes. I'm serious. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, brother. But that's the stuff. Maybe my mind is different, but of course they never go there in the stories. They're not going to get into that, but the person who found them, can you imagine when they finally get the car door open? Whoa, what did you eat? I had taco sauce, and I've been here 5 days, and I pooped three times. Sorry, that's what you... Yeah.
I mean, I don't
hats
know,
off
Frank,
to the rescue people.
This story, he stranded 5 days, and he had three packets of Taco Bell fire sauce. That saved his life? Like, if he didn't eat those, he would have died? Three packets?
I doubt that he would have died. They melted some snow. I think he was able to get some snow and water. But no, I don't think three packets saved his life. But look, you're there that, and after 2 or 3 days, you go, well, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I guess I better eat this stuff. So you eat it. Yeah, did it save his life? Probably not. Probably not. And if he hadn't eaten it, he probably would have not had to spend a couple of days in that stench that he produced. Yeah. That's the other thing. Maybe he should have not done that.
Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
We talked earlier about how some jokes were funny, but the subject matter wasn't funny. Here's a good example. Deathbed jokes. There's some really funny deathbed jokes. This is one. Guy gets the bad news. Terminal. Got about a month. He's talking to his wife, and he says, let me just ask you, and be honest with me. We know I'm dying, and you think you'll get married again? She said, oh, I don't know. I can't answer that. He said, it's okay. I mean, it's okay if you find somebody and you want to get married. Let's just say you do get married again. My 65 Mustang, are you going to let him drive that? She said, oh, my God, I don't know. He said, no, I want to know. I want to know. That's my baby, my 65 Mustang. You going to let him drive it? She said, oh, maybe. That's a ridiculous question. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. He says, how about all my woodworking stuff? What if this guy, like you get married again and this guy is also a woodworker? Is he going to use all those tools that I've spent so many years acquiring in the garage? You can let him go out there and you know, use my tools? She said, I don't know. You're assuming that I'm going to get married. He said, yeah, let's just assume. Okay, so the answer is maybe. He might use my tool. What if you get married again after I die and the guy is he's kind of my size? Are you going to let him wear all my clothes? I get some pretty nice clothes. You know, I'm a clothes guy. And I got a lot of nice shoes, and it was the same shoe shot. Is he going to wear my clothes, my shoes, you know, your next husband? She said, I can't believe that you're even thinking like this. He goes, well, it's natural. I'm dying. So you can't say no, can you? You can't say that he won't wear my clothes after I'm gone. She says, I don't know. He says, well, how about this? How about my golf clubs? How about my very expensive Ping's top-of-the-line golf clubs? What if he's a golfer? Is your new husband going to use my golf? She says, absolutely not. He says, oh, all of a sudden, you can say with certainty he's not going to use my golf clubs. What makes you so sure? She said, because he's left-handed.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Staples. Westbound 70 backing up between Highway 79 and an incident west of Bryan Road. Westbound tests on ferry at 270. Cruiser responding to a crash. You're slow westbound 64 at Hampton. Heavy eastbound 64 between Clayton Morrison and Big Bend. Right now at Staples, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services order up to $100. For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusive. Supply. Ends 3/23/19. See store for details. Staples. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. We're breaking ground on our 24th location. Celebrate by joining for just 24 cents through March 31st.
I joined because Club Fitness cares about a healthier me and a happier community. With over 700 free weekly classes, they really are the right fit for every body.
And every budget. So join the movement.
And lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness. 24 locations, 24 cents. Join by March 31st. See club for details.
It's time for baseball season once again. If you've been wanting a place to hang out and watch the game, look no further. Just head down to DB's Sports Bar. DB's has 16 TVs with every sports package, so you'll never miss a game. And with in-game drink specials, you're never going to want to leave. DB's even offers golf cart shuttles to the Cardinals game. Open till 3 a.m. with a full food menu until 2 a.m. every Tuesday through Saturday.
Did I mention the fine ladies and ice cold beer?
That's DB's Sports Bar. Check them out online at dbsportsbar.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. You can never have too much of a good thing. With over 2,000 of the hottest slots, 80 table games, 7 premier dining outlets, and newly remodeled luxury hotel suites, the thrills really are endless. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Missouri? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888BETSOFF.org.
All right. Oh, I just realized something. I don't think I talked about Window World, sponsor of the Playhouse. Honestly, good. Am I losing my mind? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
Take a minute here before we bring Mike Evans in, bring you up to speed here. May 18th is the trivia night. Window World has a charitable arm called Window World Cares, and they've given, my goodness, over $1 million to St. Jude Children's Hospital, and that's where all the money, every dollar goes. So I would ask you, if you're able, to jump in here and take part in the bidding. Two couples at our table. One couple, we have a bid for $2,000, the other for $3,000. The other thing you need to know is that Window World is one of those products where when you buy it, it's not a fun purchase. It's not like buying a boat. You know, you're buying windows. But when you do and you realize what you've bought, you never regret it, and you realize you got every single dollar's worth. It's called value, and this is one of the great values out there. That's the reason they sell far more Window World windows as replacement windows than any other window in the United States. So think about the May 18th thing. Email me if you'd like to kick some extra money in, either up the $2,000 bid or the $3,000, buy at least $500. FrankOpinion at yahoo.com is my website. Their website is windowworldstlouis.com. Hey. Dallas, Texas, here we come. Mike Evans, ready to share some inside scoopage with us. Brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Closed only on Mondays. Reservations, yes, you will need them for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I would make them for lunch, too. And gift cards, they sell thousands every year. They'll sell them today because every day is a special day for somebody who would love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Mike Evans. Oh, my goodness, that sounds like pigs. Sounded like pigs in a pen.
Excuse me?
It did. What's going on?
There's a different, it's a different kind of, like a coffee mug with a top on it or something.
That would explain it.
A little different. So last week the big story was about fraudulent admissions. So this week, our pop quiz theme all week long are, about celebrities and college. Now, all of these stars went to college. Name the name of the only celebrity who managed a doctorate degree.
You did this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We did this all week long. It's the theme.
Oh, different people. I'm sorry. Different people. Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. So, name the name of the celebrity who got a doctorate degree. James Franco, Jodie Foster, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Jennifer Garner. I thought so. TV news. I am hearing some really great, incredible things about a new series. We're not getting it until next fall. It's coming from the BBC. And by the way, I think generally the BBC has much better, excellent television programming than America. I mean, they have some bad ones, but they also have some really good ones. It's called World on Fire. Now, the series is set during World War II in England and France, and how the war affected just the ordinary people living right in the middle of the bombing zones for those couple of years, rather than the soldiers fighting. I think it sounds really interesting. BBC Helen Hunt stars in this. Does that sound interesting to you?
That does sound interesting. I'm going to be watching this.
And I love Helen Hunt.
Get up. Imagine bombs are going off outside your door, and you're getting up, and you're going to work and stuff. I mean, crazy. Running no food. I mean,
that's what my grandparents lived through.
Really?
Yeah. They lived in London, and then when the bombing started and the blitzes were going on, they moved them out into a little town called Leamington Spa, far away from all the bombings, and that still got hit, but not as much as Birmingham. I mean, as London. Sorry.
Imagine how the people lived. I think it'll be fascinating. Could be the worst show ever. It was on last night. The pilot. It's a series, The Fix. Anybody see it?
Mm-mm. No.
It's on ABC. It's the hideous Marcia Clark produced this bogus bunk junk about a barely veiled O.J. Simpson retrial with all the names changed. It basically shows how she blew it, how a good prosecutor would have won a case like this.
Yeah. Just that sounds horrible.
Oh, it is
sounds
horrible.
Bad.
Yeah. Very odd. Odds and ends. Worcester Medical Center in Boston announces they believe marijuana could be to women almost what Viagra is to men.
Hey, all right.
They say it's a little different way. It's more, it makes the sex more enjoyable to the women mentally through a brain process as well as physically. I'm guessing there's probably no shortage of women who volunteered for that study. I'm just guessing. You've heard how bad L.A. rush hour traffic is. Frank was on in that traffic one time. And
yeah, one time. I never want to be in it again.
He called me, and he went on and on and on. I don't know how people do this. Why do people
it's a
do this?
It's a suicide mission. It's like suicide. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, L.A. traffic last Friday, Billy Baldwin's wife was in Beverly Hills, where she lives in Santa Barbara. It's a 70-mile drive. So she got in the car and Googled it on her map there in a car. They projected the 70-mile drive would take 6 hours and 40 minutes.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. She got a hotel room and spent the night and went out the next morning. The monkeys, despite Davy Jones and Peter Torch dead. They're going back on tour this next month.
They were just in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They just continued. Yeah. They've continued it on. It's kind of bizarre, don't you think?
There was like.
I think it's bizarre. I wouldn't want to see.
I saw a picture. There was somebody that went to the show and they put a picture on Facebook. There's like. Probably 8 or 9 guys up on stage with some 3 or 4 guitar players.
1 minute.
Oh,
yeah. In case you missed it, the 320-pound woman who got life in prison for killing a 9-year-old child by sitting on the child as a punishment is demanding a retrial. I guess she felt that the scales of justice weren't
in favor. That's a good one. That's a good one. 30 seconds.
Jennifer Garner, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Jodie Foster, James Franco.
I'll say Jodie Foster.
Gyllenhaal.
Jodie Foster.
I'll say Jodie Foster also.
Okay, here you go. The answer is Jennifer Garner went to Denison University. Maggie Gyllenhaal went to Columbia. Jodie Foster to Yale. But it was James Franco who earned a PhD in English at Yale University.
Wow.
Have a great day, St. Louis. Talk tomorrow. See ya.
I hate losing. Not one of us got it, did we?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Franco does seem pretty smart, though. Hey, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer or firefighter or both every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan. Goodbye, y'all. Goodbye, Sam.
You're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Months after Senator John McCain's death, President Trump is still mad. The president defended his criticisms of the former Arizona senator on Twitter over the weekend and said he will always have a grudge with McCain.
I'm very unhappy that he didn't repeal and replace Obamacare, as you know. He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years. And then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
The president is suggesting something needs to be done because of what he's calling collusion between Democrats and social media companies. Trump said that he believes social media is discriminating against conservatives. The Department of Transportation's Inspector General will do an audit of the FAA's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. Secretary Elaine Chao ordered the review today. Two of those jets have crashed in the past 6 months. A report says prosecutors in Florida will drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft under some unusual conditions.
The Wall Street Journal says prosecutors in Jupiter